Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to Marvelously Married. I'm Haley.
Welcome home. This is Hoagie.
Welcome home.
Yeah.
Welcome home.
Is that a song?
I just made it up.
Oh, it is now. Okay. It sounds like that other song.
I know. Oh.
What is the other song?
Don't copyright. I'm not trying to get this taken off.
What's the song I'm thinking of?
Delta Dawn.
I don't know. Listen, you can name that song, bonus
name
points.
Name that tune.
Yeah, name that tune.
I was born in Tennessee, we can so use it's Shazam. Just like in to my voice singing that song. I don't think that would work. Okay, you can stop.
What is it? What is it?
I don't know.
Well, anyway, this is Marvelously Married.
Let's spend the rest of the episode trying to figure out what that song is.
Okay.
Please. That's what our new podcast is about, that song.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. I'm so happy to be here. It's Friday.
Gonna record a podcast on Friday. TTBD day for those who celebrate. Bernard is literally chomping on my toes.
Listen, you said not to bring him up.
Okay.
And you did first.
Well, no, I didn't say don't bring him up. I said don't give him attention.
That is true. He did not say don't bring up the dogs. Hoagie
no,
told me before we
definitely,
started.
I did not. Definitely bring up the dogs.
He did it.
Well, what Haley did while I was setting up all the equipment is she went outside and like wore him out. So we're hoping that he's less annoying to us this.
But he's also like.
But
what,
you also are petting
months?
Chloe, who like once you pet her, you can't stop like Pringles.
She's like, we should call her Pringle.
We are a podcast about Marvel movies, mostly.
I'd say about 50%.
Yeah, 50%. Like, we talk about other stuff, and then at the end, we talk about a Marvel movie.
Yeah.
We watch one every week.
Yes, yes.
This is our sixth episode.
Wow.
Fun fact.
Six-time podcaster, long-time friend.
Long-time friend.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
I can't believe it's been six episodes.
You know, I'm always there with the fun fact.
Yes.
But 90% of podcasts don't make it past three. So I waited to like share that because I'm like, if we just record four and then we forget.
Oh, you thought I was gonna drop out?
Then we're still within like the standard deviation, but now we're like outside of that bell curve.
I think that we're probably on a chart somewhere.
No. Yeah.
Somewhere.
Yeah. I mean,
we're on the chart.
We're on the chart.
Just like, probably at the end of it.
We are ranked like 30,000 for Marvel movie podcasts. Yeah. No, I have no idea.
Well, I did find out this week that I think Hoagie informed me that we have some listeners that do not know us in person. I think is what you were saying.
I mean, don't put them on the spot, but yeah.
I mean, we put all of our friends on the spot all the time, but.
Oh, yeah, true.
That's just crazy to me. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you.
Whoever you are
unknown
out there.
People, we love you. So if you're like new, check the show notes because there's chapters. You might want to skip part of the episode if there's a topic you're not interested in. Or if there's a topic you're like really interested in, you might want to hear that first and then come back
like
later.
A spoiler.
I don't
yeah.
know.
It's
yeah.
like a little spoiler section.
Yeah.
Yeah. With timestamps.
Yeah. If you're listening on Spotify, you can just like click that, that timestamp number and like, it'll just go to that spot. It's kind of cool.
Yeah. Only on Spotify though.
Yeah. It might work on other places. I don't know how to make it work.
What are you drinking
anyway.
Today, Hoagie?
I'm having a quackie.
A quackie.
My quackie is... I made kind of a variation on tequila sunrise. Getting crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, I have, so it's tequila orange juice and instead of like cherry.
Grenadine.
Thanks for helping me out. I'm always not very confident on that word.
Yeah.
Like, what is it?
That's okay.
Geraldine.
I got your back. Geraldine. Cherry Geraldine.
Geraldine. it has cherry juice in it.
Yeah.
So yeah, we didn't have the real stuff. So,
well, that is the real stuff. I don't think the grenadine is, I don't know what that is.
yeah, for
but
sure.
not real.
So
I have a question.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Did we get any feedback? Maybe we'll get to this.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
That's later.
We did. Let's talk about that now, actually. Good
idea.
Well,
I want to know about what people said about what listening, what apps. Did anybody say anything?
Okay, so your sister said Apple.
Yeah.
She didn't really elaborate.
Yeah.
But it makes sense. So for us too, it makes...
Wait, let me back it up.
Okay.
Reel it in just a little bit. Mm-hmm. Remind everybody.
Yeah, we're going...
I asked, we kind of, our question last time was like, what music streaming services are the people using out there? Because we're trying to switch.
Right, so. Right. Yeah. So that was in our last episode, which is Ghost Rider. I think some people skipped that episode, but it's a great one, despite the movie not being that great. But anywho's. So we asked about, because we are switching to Spotify from Apple Music.
Yes. So thinking about it.
There's, well, I have already switched. There's a couple reasons. I'll give you my reasons. I like the features on Spotify more. Apple Music,
you talked about that.
I talked about it a little bit. Yeah. But I like some of the features on Apple or on Spotify more as far as like suggested listening and finding new artists and like the way it shuffles. And it has this thing called Smart Shuffle, which will like take your playlist and then add in things that fit the vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and Apple kind of does it too, to be fair. Like, only they don't add it in, but they do have like Geraldine additions, suggested additions at the end where you can just add to the playlist based on what you like. But
so what did the people say?
The final straw for me
was
that at work.
I'm just kidding.
So I use a Microsoft computer at work, which uses Microsoft Edge as the internet browser. So what happens is if you have it in your internet browser and you like close your internet browser, like boom, your music stops. Oops. So I tried using it in Google Chrome.
Uh-huh.
And just having only the Apple Music player, Google Chrome, can't log in. I downloaded the Apple Music app, can't log in. Spotify works though.
Boo.
And Apple Music works on Microsoft Edge, but I talked about why, you know. Anyway. Yeah. So this listener, Caperson. Thanks for responding.
I know who that is.
You do?
Yes.
Never mind. We don't have any listeners that we aren't friends with, personally.
You don't know who that is.
Tell me after the podcast who that is. Caperson? Is that a last name?
No.
No? Okay. Sorry.
Do you you don't want me to tell you who that is?
If it's appropriate. I don't know. Maybe they don't want their identity known. That's why they go to buy Caperson.
Oh. Well, we should respect that.
Okay. So this person says...
I can't believe you
know. It's someone I like really know, isn't it? It is it? Oh, this is hilarious. I use Apple Music for music on my phone because it's free. Gracious grandmother. But on my computer, I use Spotify because I likes it a lot more. And I already use it for podcasts on everything. Oh, really? That's who it is?
Yeah, I just wrote out who it
is. She wrote it down. I know who it is. Shout out. Love you. Thank you for responding, bro. Okay, so we have other ways to get in touch with us.
Yes. We have an email address, marvelouslymarried@gmail.com. And you can follow us on Instagram at marvelouslymarried, all one word. We did make a post on our stories there this week. We're trying to, listen, this is all supposed to be fun for us. We're not trying to turn this into anything super fancy and crazy, so... we're just having fun. And if we post, we post. If we don't, we don't. So
yeah, no contract with the Instagram, but you can always message us there.
Yeah.
And
we would love that.
You can email us and give us feedback that way. But yeah, so the review, the Spotify responses. So yeah, if you want to answer the question, it's on Spotify. And that's the only way to do it. But sometimes we come up with a question on the episode and then you can respond anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Do we have a question? I don't think we do. We don't have anything planned. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see. Improv.
Yeah.
So let's get to our D20. So this is an icebreaker we do on the show every week. Problem. I just realized this, but if we roll the same number as last week, I don't have a question in that spot.
Okay.
So we'll just have to come up with something cool to talk about.
Or you can just like pick another one and nobody would know. Okay. How will they know?
How will they know?
How will they know?
How will they know?
Okay.
So Haley has a 20-sided die. She's going to roll it.
What the heck is this?
Surprise.
Aw, it's an engagement ring. Yes. Just kidding. It's a new pretty dice.
Yeah.
Oh, Bernard loves it too. He wants to eat it.
It's teal and pink. Oh. So I thought that would
Becca needs to get these for her.
Yeah.
Becca, well, this is so pretty.
I could just give her your set because you only need one. There's this set. It was an 11-piece dice set, which came with 4D6s and 2D20s.
Okay, so and 2D10s. My last one that I used to use was just like a plain black one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and this one's like, we'll post a picture of it.
Okay.
On our Instagram story. It's like sparkly. It looks like, is this a crystal?
Yeah, I'm into crystals now. It's made out of like quartz or something.
Yeah. So expensive. Yes, yeah. Remember how I said it was a gauge?
It's a sapphire.
Okay, I'm rolling. 4.
Okay, 4. Okay, if we scrapped our budget.
Why are we talking about finances so much? Is this a finance podcast?
I don't know. Sorry.
No, that's okay.
It's either the lottery or like, yeah, there are literally a lot of questions about, yeah, sorry. I'll change them. If we scrapped our budget, where do you want to go on vacation next?
Oh, Well, the first thing that came to mind was Hawaii. And I don't know why. Because, like, honestly, once I thought about that for a second, I wasn't, like, that excited about that. I would like to go someplace, like, warm, like Spain or something. I don't know.
Wow.
Like something like that.
Okay.
I feel like we just did like the beach.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't be like in a rush to get back to the beach. I mean, I wouldn't turn down a beach vacation if anyone's given one away though. But I think I would like to go explore more next.
Okay.
Like see like monuments mm-hmm. or like buildings and mm-hmm. places I haven't ever
like
seen before.
Like when we went to London.
Yeah, and, yeah, yeah, exactly.
And, like, saw the
yeah.
cool farmers market.
Yeah, like like experience a different culture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was going to say Portugal. Yeah. And
perfect.
We
were just there on Tuesday.
I would bring I would bring, if I scrapped my budget totally, I would bring a certain someone with us. But so my second cousin went to Portugal and family and first uncles once removed. I don't know how it works.
Okay,
extended
yeah.
family went uh-huh. to Portugal, posted a lot of pictures on their Instagram stories. And I was like, this place
ooh.
Looks incredible. But I don't know any. I barely know Spanish. Like, I know I forgot it. And so I don't know any Portuguese.
Yeah.
But that would be difficult, but like, well, so? Like, let's do it anyway. I didn't
well,
know.
Well, we could learn. Duolingo.
I didn't know how to speak Luganda when I went to Uganda, so.
Yeah. Well, they speak a lot of English there, though, too, don't they?
I think everybody does. Maybe.
So,
I don't know.
It just clicked. Like, all the pieces just fell into place in my mind of where I would want to go.
Oh, okay.
Australia.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And I have family there, too.
Yeah.
That would be
That's
cool.
That's where I would want to go. Second next to that would probably be Greece.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it would be really pretty to see it there.
I think Australia would be really
Australia
cool, actually.
Was top of my list, though. That would be so cool.
I also love my family over there.
Yeah, shout out.
They're not listening, but like if...
Hey, you never know.
Maybe, yeah, who knows? But so last week, our D20 was date night.
Yeah.
Where do we want to go on date night? But we had so much going on like the week prior that we didn't do that yet.
Yes.
So like it's still may happen.
Yeah. Our next date night will be a movie.
Will be a movie.
Is what we picked. Yeah.
Yes. Unless it's spontaneous.
Yeah. It's just that there wasn't very many movies that were playing and.
No, there was the same amount.
Well, not any ones that. Very many ones
we were interested in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah.
So
yeah.
That was kind of like, oh, and also like Hoagie said, we just wanted to be home more this week, which was really nice. It definitely has felt much slower this week.
There was the one I'm like, I think I might be most interested in seeing Dune 2 because I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah.
But you haven't seen the first one.
Yeah.
I do think you'd like it because it's not really a sci-fi. It is, but it's more of a political story.
Yeah, that sounds great to me.
Okay, never mind.
You know how much I love politics.
So I'm most interested in seeing Dune 2, but for, like I was also looking at A24 film Civil War.
Right.
But like that's a little too like close to our time. Like it just seems really
I don't
like war films either, but
I don't know
I
what
like
that's
A24.
Really about, but I do like A24 too.
Yeah, A24 is great and it has
as
great
well.
Great ratings.
Yeah.
I feel
like everything we've seen by A24 we've enjoyed, so.
Yeah, and they like pay their workers a fair rate, so.
Love that.
Or their actors. Or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, yeah. They did not have to shut down during the strike.
So. Oh, wow. Okay. So I have lots of things to talk about when it comes to food this week. So buckle up.
Oh boy. I love food, so that's fine.
And you got to eat it too.
Yeah.
So we had squad night, yeah. which is where we go and have dinner at our bestie's house with her kiddos. Mm-hmm. And our buddy Ron came down this time. Mm-hmm. And so I worked all day. So I did a crock pot situation, which I don't do very often, but I made hot beef sandwiches.
Yeah.
And they were hot fire flames.
The great pizza sauce debacle of 2024. Oh my
gosh, are you bringing up the pizza sauce? Okay, that's going to be our Spotify question. Who puts pizza sauce on a hot beef sandwich?
Penn Station.
No, they do not.
On a Philly cheesesteak.
A chicken one? And no, I think no, no, you no. just add that. I'm no, pretty
it's
sure
on the beef one.
That.
It's mayo, mustard, and pizza sauce, all three.
I'm gonna need to see the menu.
Well, you can choose not to put those, but like those are the sauces listed, and you can say, yeah, it's all good, or you can remove it, but like they're all there.
I don't believe you. I think you're lying to me / confused.
Next time we have
no, I'm literally gonna Google the menu after this. So, like, we're not going there.
It's
but speaking
there.
Of Penn Station, though,
yeah.
fun fact, Hoagie.
Yeah. So
don't you have a fun fact about
I
that?
I don't, like, okay, so I assumed it was named after Penn Station, right? The train station.
Right.
Which is in Manhattan. But the restaurant, like, does not exist in the state of New York at all. Like, it is a Pennsylvania to, like, Nebraska sort of thing. Like, Midwest, East Coast, but, like, not the Northeast. Like, unless Pennsylvania, if you're part of the Northeast, I don't know. No offense.
Well,
but it's weird because,
don't
like...
Don't cancel us.
Yeah. So, like, it's not in New York or New Jersey. Like, the sandwich. The Northeast is, like, what you think of when you
they
think
They just
of,
came up with that. Just out of the blue.
Yeah.
Well, so, these sandwiches, I had some hoagie rolls with seeds on them. I did this hot beef, this chuck roast in the crock pot all day. Of course, with me, I can't just throw some meat in a crock pot. I got to sear it mm-hmm. at 8 a.m., get mm-hmm. my hair smelling like hot beef all day.
I thought
day.
You were making breakfast. I was like, oh, boy.
No. Seared it, got all that flavor out of the pan, poured that in the crock pot with it, and then pepperoncinis, a jar of those, some Italian seasoning. It was really good. And then it just sat all day, and we had sandwiches with melted provolone. And deliciousness. So
yeah, and I had mayo and mustard. Asked for pizza sauce. Everyone gave me crap.
Yeah.
Turns and there was none. The next day, Becca texted us and was like, "Turns out I had pizza sauce the whole
yeah.
time."
Yeah.
It was like a big topic of discussion.
Yeah, because who puts pizza sauce on a hot beef sandwich?
I do.
Okay. Also, I never said what I'm drinking.
Oh, sorry, I didn't ask. My bad.
No, that's okay. I'm drinking a White Claw, strawberry flavored. And I just noticed the side of this White Claw, it says something different I've never seen before. Uniquely cold wave filtered.
You can't filter something with a wave. What does that mean?
It's, first of all, cold wave filtered is TM. So don't nobody be stealing that cold wave filter.
Nobody else is doing it. That's why we don't know what it is.
The difference is clear. Our unique cold wave filtration and iconic flavors that taste like freshly picked fruit, why White Claw tastes and refreshes like no other.
Bro,
so,
it's just a White Claw.
That didn't tell me nothing different. But I will say, White Claw, I was seeing how much I had left there. White Claw is top tier hard seltzers for me. It is the best. It doesn't make my tummy upset. Tastes like I'm drinking a LaCroix. So I because
I would say Truly's, but you could only have like one.
No, those Truly's make me feel rotten.
Ain't no Rulies when you're drinking Truly's.
Okay. First of all, they got that from White Claw because it was ain't no laws when you're drinking the claws.
No laws with the claws.
And they had to come up with their own thing because they thought they were
did
cool.
They come up with that or did I?
Hoagie TM hashtag.
I'm pretty sure I did.
I'm pretty sure I've seen that on a t-shirt or something. Some white girl. Basically Hoagie.
Well, yeah.
Okay, so hot beef sandwiches. Made those. And then also, so my air fryer has been through the ringer. It's seen better days. Mm-hmm. Well, this past weekend it caught on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's been giving us some issues on the counter. We've had to hold it a certain way to get it to work. Well, yeah.
At one point we were like sticking scissors in the bottom of the door to like hold
which
the door
probably
up.
Probably wasn't helping.
So that like the door would stay closed so it would keep, because otherwise the door would open on its own.
Yeah. So I got, this is my first air fryer I've ever had, and it's a Pampered Chef air fryer. Okay. Yeah. I hosted a whole Pampered Chef party.
Hashtag pandemic. Those were big.
Going old school, throwing it old school with the, with this here, supporting the MLMs out there.
Yeah.
To get this air fryer. I talked to my mom about it. I said, I really want this Pampered Chef air fryer. She said, girl, host a party. And I did. And I got this air fryer. I want it. Okay.
Yeah.
Didn't pay anything for it. Best air fryer I ever had. It was the only one I've ever had. But it caught on fire. So yeah. I
but
was
that,
like,
don't let that be. So like no. We used to like transport our air fryer to like yes. friends' houses.
Yeah.
It's been outdoor. It's been camping. Like, so like, don't let that be an any indication of like the quality yeah. of Pampered Chef. Like
no.
They are top tier.
Well,
air
and
fryers.
I got that air fryer in like 2020. So it's been 4 years.
Yeah.
I don't know. It seems like a long time, but it's been dropped.
It's been dropped. Yeah.
It was in rough shape. The outer body was cracked.
Normal use. Like that thing would probably last forever.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Especially now. I know that now because I have been doing research on getting a new air fryer for a long time. But I haven't pulled the plug, no pun intended, because I didn't feel like I needed one because I love my Pampered Chef one so much. But because it caught on fire, that kind of rushed things. I had to prioritize getting a new one because I use it all the time. I went to my list and I found the one that I wanted. It was last year's model, so I got that bad boy for $85. Woo. It was regular $145, so saving some money because they came out with like a new model or whatever.
Is the new model like a quarter inch wider?
No.
Okay.
I looked though after we've had this issue. So my biggest thing with my air fryer is I do not love the basket ones, and those air fryer people out there, you know what I'm talking about. Don't love the basket type air fryer. Mine was like, my Pampered Chef one is like an easy bake oven. It has like a little front door on it. It literally is like an adult easy bake oven. It's so cute. And so this one that I got, my replacement one, I don't even know the brand, like Chef something, I don't know, $88, looked the same. It is definitely not the same as my Pampered Chef air fryer. First of all, like Hoagie brought up just a second ago, it's like a quarter inch smaller.
Yeah, which means like all the like special trays that we had, like we had a special bacon tray
that I just got like 6 months ago.
And then we like for Christmas, we got like miniature cookie sheets.
Yeah.
Are they called cooking sheets? Baking sheets?
I think
cookie.
It's both.
I think it's cookie. I think we had this discussion once.
Or we saw a meme about it.
A meme?
Yeah.
That's how I do my research. So it was, they're like really small pans and like they fit in the air fryer.
I know. So it was like another pan option for our air fryer. Yeah. Now none of that fits.
None of it fits.
And, but honestly, the size doesn't bother me so much. What bothers me is it feels like a piece of crap. It does not feel nice at all. It is like, feels like it's going to fall apart any day now.
Oh.
Yeah. So
but it had good reviews. So
it
like,
did
it
have
must
good
be
reviews,
okay.
But I just think that nobody's used the Pampered Chef air. I think that
that's rare.
Yeah, that not a lot of people have it.
A legendary item.
Yeah, which they still have it. So if I'm hosting a party, if you see me out here on the internet,
another
coming out of the blue hosting,
during the next pandemic when we're all locked indoors,
you see Haley pop up on Facebook hosting a Pampered Chef party.
Yep.
It's because she's trying to get that air fryer.
We keep
again.
Facebook just for local info and Pampered Chef parties.
I don't even look at it for local info. That's okay. Why you look at it.
As I do.
But
I love a good mess.
I don't even open my Facebook unless I'm hosting a Pampered Chef party. So.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm hoping to get one of those again someday. But I mean, I think this one it'll do. It'll be fine. It wasn't super expensive, so I'm thankful for that. But, and also the trays have like, my old Pampered Chef trays were like all one level, like just the same. These ones are like flat and then raise up and then to the thing. So it doesn't feel like, not only do I not have as much surface area on my tray because it's smaller, but also it has like a lip on the edge of it that's like makes it feel even smaller. Like I can't put food there. So
I'm so sorry. The food it cooks is good.
Honestly, yes. We used it twice. So it's cooking the same. So I guess I should just pipe down about it. But
yeah.
The door.
It was also $88 instead of like $400.
Okay, my Pampered Chef one. Yeah, the Pampered Chef one is about that. when you open it, the door that you shut, I don't know. I guess I never noticed this. The new door on my new air fryer, it gets hot to the touch.
Oh no!
So look out when you use it. That lays flat on the counter when you open it, like a garage door situation. I don't know, not a garage door, but a door. It's hot and I've burned myself.
Oh no.
So
we might want to like
expedite this Pampered Chef party.
We could re-gift it.
Well, we can't now.
Everyone knows.
So if you get no, but Hoagie said, it still is cooking. It's getting us through. We'll persevere. We will see another day. Okay, so roast beef sandwiches. We'll get to the mealtime.
You always stumble on that. Movie time meal, MTM,
movie
TM.
Movie time meal. I know, there's
MTM, TM.
We'll get to that. but spoiler alert, we had salmon.
Yeah.
And the reason I need to bring it up now is because I got something to say about when you're cooking salmon. A little hack.
Pro tip.
Maybe a pro tip. I am not a professional.
You are a professional.
No.
You're beyond professional. Look, if you went to a restaurant and they were like, they did like a amplitude test. Is that what you call it? Altitude test.
And Geraldine.
you would be Gordon Ramsay.
No.
You would at least be Guy Fieri.
I'm way nicer than Gordon Ramsay.
Okay.
Just kidding. Gordon Ramsay's gotten soft in his old age. He's so nice. He's always nicer. Making us cry.
I know. He is a nice guy now. But you know, your cooking skills, like, you are good.
I mean, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. I'll take that. I think I'm pretty good. I know what I'm doing in the kitchen.
Could use less broccoli, but...
pro tip for Hoagie. Less broccoli. Okay, so we made salmon this week, and I always used to be on the lookout for the skinless salmon, okay? Because nobody likes messing with the skin, unless you're doing like a crispy skin situation.
Yeah, I was going to say.
If you want that to be the vibe, then that's a whole other thing. But like for the majority, it's kind of a pain in the butt to deal with. I don't love it. But getting the skinless salmon seems to be a little bit more difficult. It's a little bit more maybe expensive, harder to find, and harder to work with because they do not fillet that skin off properly when they're doing it wherever they're doing it. And so you get less meat.
A machine, probably.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I saw this. I mean, I got to give credit where credit's due on the Tiki Takis. So it is what it is. But you put your salmon in like a Pyrex dish with the skin on, with the skin facing up. Boil yourself a little pot of water. Okay, so you got your glass Pyrex dish. You put your salmon in it, skin up. Boil yourself some water in the tea kettle.
In another pan.
Yeah.
Specify that.
In a tea kettle. Or whatever. Okay. Like boil your water up separate.
Okay.
And then take that boiling kettle.
Burn it.
And pour it on the salmon skin. And you'll see the salmon skin kind of like cinch up.
Okay.
A little bit. Gross. It doesn't cook. Yeah, it is gross. It doesn't cook the fish at all, though. So that's good to know.
Okay.
And you don't have to leave it in the boiling water very long. You just pour it on, let it sit for a second. And then that skin just peels off like, I don't know, something that that peels off good.
Pro tip. I've never.
A banana.
I've never once seen that on MasterChef.
Well,
pro
there you
tip.
Go. Yeah.
Extra pro.
Yeah. And it's amazing, and it makes it so much easier. Because I used to sit there and try and, like, fillet that skin off, get it really close to the edge. Not happening.
Yeah, she's got, like, a +8 on cooking challenges.
So, that's my pro tip of the week, folks.
I've made
You're
too
welcome.
Many D&D references this podcast.
This is not a D&D podcast.
Sorry.
That's okay. I'll keep you around just a little bit longer. Okay, another food thing that I've been doing this week, it's beverage-related. You might have seen it on my...
Are you doing two tips?
No. This is just something I'm excited about that's food related.
Oh, like this is our highlight.
Yeah.
Oh,
just highlight thing. I mean, it could be a tip.
I mean, well, then we need to put this on our Patreon tier.
I better be getting paid
second,
for this advice.
A second tip? We don't just give that out.
We're not just trying to give this... Just kidding, we are. That's what you get for being here. You get free tips.
Free tips.
As many as I have. So I have been drinking a little mocktail situation in the evening. I've been trying to get away from taking like the melatonin. I talked last week, my low was I have not been sleeping super great. I have a lot of anxiety around sleep and I struggle with sleep in general. But I've been trying not to take as many like pills and stuff, like more natural, right, is what they say. So I saw this to drink cherry juice. Apparently tart cherry juice has like releases like natural things in your body that's like releases melatonin and stuff like that. So it kind of gets you like, it's like a little nighttime sleep aid drink.
The same cherry juice I put in my tequila?
Yeah. It's okay. Probably not going to have the same effect with your tequila, although it could just exacerbate that.
Yeah, I'll just like fall asleep at 45 minutes in.
Hope not. That'd be bad vibes. But I've been doing the cherry juice with a little bit of Fresca because I love Fresca too. So it's just like I had that when I watched my movie last night and it was delicious. And I feel like it really has helped. Like, I feel like it's
just. Tell me you go to sleep. What about like cherry concentrate? And then you like really go
to sleep. Well, they say to like drink the tart cherry juice. And I love cherry stuff. You, however, are not normally a fan of cherry
stuff.
I tried to get you to drink one of these drinks last night and you were like, you know, I don't like cherries. I'm like, okay, bro.
I did not say that at all.
He didn't.
You literally came up and was like, do you want some cherry juice? Never mind. You don't like cherries. I didn't say anything. Okay. I remember.
I saw the look in his eye, though. Like, you would ask if I like cherries. Okay. Do you even know me?
Okay.
We've been married for 15 years in June?
Sounds good.
Yeah. Anyways, Hoagie does not like cherries. So put that on the merch. But what else? Is there anything that you had?
I don't have any foodie updates, but I do have other update.
Oh, okay.
TTPD release day.
Oh, yeah.
Tortured Poets Department, Taylor Swift album.
Yes.
So I tried to listen to it twice, but like work was insane today.
Wow.
But yeah, 31 songs released today. So the first half, the original album, I'm not gonna lie, I didn't like it. Least favorite of the newer albums. Other, I'm not a huge fan of like, you know, the other one that's kind of like Folklore but older.
Okay.
Evermore. So I'm not a huge fan of Evermore, but like the first half of this album. I was just really let down by the Post Malone song. I expected more.
I was like, where's Post Malone?
He wasn't like featured enough. I wish Post Malone would have collaborated on like 1989, to be honest.
That would have been a cool.
Yeah. Or Reputation. I don't know. Just one of those more upbeat. But like, this was a really depressing album. Like, it was very emo. She's in her emo era.
Yeah. Which like... I mean, she's been really busy, so maybe it's like her way of being like,
exhausted.
Yeah, just like getting in her feels. I listened to, first of all, Hoagie came home from lunch on lunch break today, and he was like, how many times have you listened to the Taylor Swift album today? We're recording a podcast. I said, zero. And I did promise him I would listen to some, and I did listen to the whole first part. Where do you find the second part, though? You guys keep talking about this.
So yeah, it's a different album. It's you'll know the artwork is black instead of like white.
So it's called the same thing though?
It's called Tortured Poets Department, and then it says some other words after that. I forgot already what it is.
Okay.
I'll show you.
So
at 2 a.m. last night,
listened at 2 a.m.?
No. I woke up and it was like 2 a.m. surprise release. It's a double album.
If you're up at 2 a.m., you need to go to bed.
Yeah.
First of all.
I'm sure there was a lot of Swifties, like the crazy ones, ones that have all the theories that figure stuff out, and then I just
regurgitate the information.
Yeah. So I was kind of a little more encouraged by that Florence and the Machine, because I had high expectations for both Post Malone and Florence and the Machine. Florence and the Machine one was pretty good, but like not peak Florence.
I did not like that.
I wasn't a huge fan of it.
It didn't seem like they collaborated very well together.
I don't even think they were in the same room together.
Like the energy didn't seem right. That was the Florida song, right?
Yes.
And that song,
yes.
Shout out Destin. I was
so
excited.
Destin, Florida. Yep.
But I'm like, what is going on here?
Yeah. But however, part two of this album slaps, like, for real. So she has a different producer, different writing credits are on it. It's about time she left that guy behind, Jack or whatever. I don't know. Forget him.
Yeah.
He's probably angry that he is trending on Twitter for being the worst. But
His day's ruined.
But, like, part two of this album, it was pretty good. It's still got, like, the vibes of being, like, more depressy, sort of, but, like, it's good. And it's got a Kim Kardashian diss track. Love that.
Okay, that's part two, because I saw you mention that. And yeah, that's in part two. I was like, did I hear that? I haven't heard that.
Part two's pretty good, I'm not going to lie. But okay. Part one, I was just kind of underwhelmed. And
yeah, me too.
At first, I listened, so I was, like, getting up in the morning, getting ready, listening on my phone through, like, the speaker.
While you were getting ready for work.
Yeah, and so I listened to the Post Malone track, then the Florence track. Then I Googled, like, what's the best, because I was like, this sucks. And then I was like, what's the best song on this? And then I figured out what it was that people liked, and then I forgot what it was. But I played that. I didn't like that either. So I was like, I'm going to stop, because playing it through my phone speaker, like, isn't, you know, maybe that's part of it. And I was like, I'll wait till I have headphones or in the car or something like that. And it was better that way.
Which way?
Like, in the car with the headphones on. It was better than
you
what
I... You listen with headphones on at work? Is that what you do?
Yeah. Okay. But I love part two of the album. Not a fan of part one.
Okay, I'll have to listen to that this weekend.
Yeah, it's good. It's not... It's still not, like... It's not Peak. It's not Red. It's not 1989. Reputation.
Mm-hmm. Midnight's. You
know, Midnight's Lover. Folklore.
All of her other...
Oh, it's not like
anything else she's ever done. It's not at that terrible level. I'm just kidding.
It is below Evermore.
I'm just kidding, Taylor.
Some people love Evermore. If you do, that's fine. I don't care.
Hey, yeah, that's okay. As long as you like Taylor, we do not have any Taylor haters here.
Here's my question: does the tour now get, instead of having 10 eras, do they have 11 eras?
No, I don't think so.
Oh. No. I mean, she's still got literally like 50 or 60 more concerts to do. So, like,
yeah, but don't you think she, like, pretty much has it down on lock? Like, she's not just trying to, like,
I think
when
it'll
you're
come
doing
up,
that many shows, don't you just up, have to be in, like,
but she has bonus songs every concert.
That's true.
So you don't know what it's going to be. So I think some
well,
of it.
Well, I think
play.
That she might, but I don't think she'll, like, create
a whole era
like a whole, you know, put the name of it on the big screen.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. That sort
like
of
she
thing.
Didn't do if, that for Lover, but
yes. Becca.
I always miss that.
Yeah.
Anyway, inside joke, but
had to be there.
Sorry, had to be there. You can't be part of it.
Mostly because I just don't want to explain it.
You have some, like, reality TV.
Okay, so I've not. Well, it is reality TV.
What?
It's real.
Love on the Spectrum?
Yes, Love on the Spectrum. I was like, well, not reality TV, but it is. Love on the Spectrum. I've been watching that. The second season. So they have, like, Love on the Spectrum, American version or whatever. And then I think they came out with Australia, maybe. So I've seen both of those. But there's a second season that just got released of Love on the Spectrum, America. So it kind of picks, I think it's the second, maybe it's the third. I think it's the second. They pick back up with, like, some of the couples the people from the first season. And I just love that show so much. It's just so heartwarming. And there has been, not going to lie, just like anything nowadays, because this is 2024, there has been some people out there saying that it's not a good show. Saying that it's disrespectful.
Oh, really?
And a little bit, you know, that these people. So the show Love on the Spectrum, in case you don't know what it is, it's about people who are on the autism spectrum or maybe have another, like, some sort of disability in that sense. There is, like, a couple people that have, like, Down syndrome that are entering the dating world, working on trying to go on their first date. They're meeting with some dating coaches, like people that specifically work with people who are on the spectrum of some sort, and kind of walking them through the dating process and what they are looking for and what they want out of a dating or love relationship. And it's just so great. It's so wholesome. These people deserve love just like anybody else. And I think that's amazing and beautiful. And I think that a show like this is just shining a light on different people, telling their stories and showing everybody in the world that this is, like, normal and whatever. which I think the majority of the people are, do feel similarly. But I follow some of the people that have been on the show on social medias, and they say that they get some like backlash. People are saying like, these people are, what's the word? Being exploited is okay. what they're thinking. But people that are on the show are coming out and saying like, I didn't feel that way at all. Like these people, the producers, which it's rare, we're in a especially a reality TV thing where the people aren't coming out of the woodwork saying the producers are treating us like crap or the producers are, you know, but it's like for this show, they're like, everybody was like super loving and like cared, and it just helped them tell their story. They appreciated being able to tell their story. And I think that's great.
So what I've seen of the show, like the people on the show, they want to be dating. Like they're
right.
very interested in dating. They're not, it's not like somebody for like court, like convinced them to date. Like, it's
yeah.
And like if typical, is that right? Typical people.
Yeah.
Is that maybe, how do you say it?
Well, I know well, there was that show we watched, Atypical. Is yeah. So is that why you're thinking that?
There's neurodivergent, uh-huh. right? And there's another term.
I don't know.
Non-neurodivergent people.
Yeah. Neurovergent.
There you go. They have dating shows. We have dating shows.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, why not?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Mm-hmm. I don't either.
Like personally. And I don't think anybody's trying to get a laugh. Like there are some funny parts, but, yeah. Nobody's like sitting there cracking up, making fun of to the person.
No,
there might be laughing at the situation, but like to the person is not what's being laughed at. And for the most part, it's a feel good show.
Oh yeah, very much so. I just
speaking of that though. I mean, like I do want to bring up a really funny part, but
oh yeah, you can.
Oh no, I like go ahead. But
oh okay, I just think it's great because I feel like seeing a show like this is just making it more normal for like these people struggle to go out and dates in public because they are so uncomfortable and, you know, they just are nervous and scared. And it's like, I just think it's cool because it's like they should be able to go out and date and just like anybody else. And well,
they're also able to share like how they think or what bothers them or triggers them.
Yeah.
And like it makes it so that if you like are in contact with somebody who's divergent or whatever, then you can be more like sympathetic, mm-hmm. you know, or empathetic.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm really bad at words today.
You're doing great.
Geraldine.
You're doing great, Geraldine.
Geraldine. but yeah, that's an interesting take. I don't see that. But speaking of the funny part.
Okay. Yeah.
So there was a speed dating. I didn't catch like,
oh,
I haven't
so
even watched
funny.
A whole episode of this season that you're watching, but like there was a speed dating. There's one guy and I like this guy. Like I seen him in a couple scenes and like, uh-huh. This guy's cool. But like, so he's got like his sheet, and on the sheet, there's like a yes or no. And then like reasons why. And he's,
yeah, it's for you to use like a yeah. little note taking thing.
And so he's talking to these girls and one girl says she likes cats and he checks no, like right in front of her. And then it's this awkward silence. And then he's talking to another girl and then saying
she doesn't like nature.
She said, what was it?
It was nature.
Yeah, was it?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
so
yeah.
Yeah, she said he checks
no. Not, and he wrote no nature.
No nature. And then like it was just silent for like a minute, like them just looking at each other. And then like somebody, like a producer came up to him and was like, I don't think you should fill it out in front of them. He's like, I knew I was messing something up.
Yeah. Well, spoiler alert, he ends up reaching back out to that girl, the no nature girl.
Uh-huh.
He reaches back out to the speed dating person and is like, I do think I maybe was a little hasty in my decision and I would like to get to know her more. And
oh.
they go on a date and it goes really well.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, nature doesn't have to be a deciding
No, they went
factor.
And got tea in yeah. a really fancy place, kind of like at the Grand Hotel. Like you do like high tea or
oh,
whatever.
Yeah,
yeah
cool.
It was fun. Because he like loves Game of Thrones and British and stuff like that. But anyways, loving that show. I have one more episode to watch. So I'm hoping to finish that tonight. So...
Is that all for reality TV? All the updates?
Yeah, unless you know anything about Big Brother that I don't know.
I don't. Not yet. Let us take a little break.
Yeah, that's great. I need a refill.
Yeah, well, I'm the opposite. I've had.
Do you have to defill?
I have to defill.
I don't even know if that's a word.
Break time. Okay, bye.
BRB. We're back.
Welcome. Back.
So we just defueled.
We defueled.
And
we had a little snacky snack.
Yeah, we didn't
foodie
have a
highlights.
Snack. Just in.
I had a little girl dinner. I found a little piece of leftover salmon.
Yeah.
Mashed it, or forked it up with sriracha and mayo on everything bagel flat pretzel crisps. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I washed that down with some wasabi almonds, and then I washed that down with some turkey jerky.
Yes. That's it.
That was it.
I had some turkey jerky, too.
I was my foodie
Which,
highlight.
Life hack, when you're married, get 2 bags of turkey jerky.
I'm dead. I am deceased.
So that way, when his is gone, that sucks. I said, oh, how much of your turkey jerky you got left? He said, not much. I said, sucks to suck. I still got so much. They were on sale this week at Meijer. If you like turkey jerky and you like Meijer, you get yourself some. You go down there, you get yourself some turkey jerky. It was $1 off. So I stocked up on 2 bags, trying a new thing.
Nice.
His and hers.
We look for the sales on turkey jerky and the wasabi almonds. And I only get the big bag when it's on sale.
Hoagie got this little girl dinner thing because I eat like that very often. And it's a TikTok thing, ticky-tacky. But we just like to have little snacks on hand. Little
snacky snack.
Yeah. Little mussels.
No, Haley's girl dinner is quite odd. It's like mussels, olives, like gross stuff.
dried apricots, dried mango. Mango's good. That, yeah. Okay, anyways, so back to the show.
Let's get into Marvel rumors.
Okay, so Bernard is up here on my lap, and Hoagie said, can you handle that? And I said, yes, I can.
But
okay,
you can't.
I can't.
No,
spoiler alert. I cannot. He's just so crazy.
He's biting my feet again. Stop.
He's a crazy guy.
Okay, so last episode. Okay, this is a new thing I'm doing. I will, anytime I bring up a show, Bernard, he is literally just trying to eat my foot.
This is a baby.
This is the thing. So Bernard likes to eat socks. Like, he thinks socks are toys. And so when in the mornings, when I'm putting on my socks, that is our bite Hoagie's feet time.
Dad,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, so.
It's like your little game you play. Well, then this is Hoagie saying, Bernard, stop. Bernard, stop.
He's never going to unlearn bad habits. Like,
because Hoagie just laughed.
So our dogs, like, just like any dog except Red. Red was the perfect dog, our late Labradoodle.
Yeah.
But every other dog from now on is always just going to have flaws. And that's just
that's
okay
just
with us.
That's the way it is.
This is just the way it is. And Bernard just likes to
I think
bite
that
people.
Bernard is headed in Red's following his footsteps. So he's just only like 6 months old.
You're right.
He's not.
Recommendation, Bernadoodles, like easiest dog. I've potty trained 2-3 dogs now. And the Bernadoodle, it was amazing. Like, he messed in the house one time and never did it again.
He pooped in the house the day we got him.
Yeah.
Did we talk about this?
I don't know. But he just talks
about it. We're talking about it again.
Very smart. It catches on. I mean, Red was very smart, too. But at the time, I was in a behavioral science program at university.
Yeah.
As they say in the UK. Anyway. So Red got like a lot of training because it was like kind of my like junior, senior project or whatever. But Bernard like
Bernard's
just naturally good.
He's our first puppy.
He
too,
is,
which
yes.
we are loving.
Yes.
He's a crazy guy.
We got him at 4 months. I think most people get puppies at 3 months from like breeders or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And we got kind of like the leftover. Like
we got him at 3 months.
We got him at 4.
He was born in September.
September. Oh, maybe people normally get puppies at 2 months.
Oh, 8 weeks, yeah.
8 weeks, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. So we got him a little bit later, but still, like,
yeah.
very much a puppy.
He's so good, though.
Yeah.
He's not in his crate anymore.
No, we got a little camera, and it swivels.
So don't break into our house, because we have a camera.
And 2 big dogs.
Yeah.
But
well, Bernard's a little guy.
Should I just give him my socks so I can record this podcast?
Just give him your foot.
Yeah.
Just cut your foot off.
But this little camera, like, it's mounted on, like, kind of a ceiling, like a little, like a...
Archway.
Archway. And like it swivels so we can look at the kitchen, we can look at under the fireplace, we can look in through the living room, down the hallway.
Under the fireplace?
Under the camera, which is in front of the fireplace.
You mean in front of the fireplace?
Yeah, so it moves around and we can like push a button on the app and it'll just go to the next spot.
And we could talk to him if we wanted to, but we don't yet. Do that because
he's been good the
him.
Whole time.
He just naps and is sad because he misses
well,
his
mom. Well, he plays too.
Yeah,
and he
does.
Looks out the window. You know.
Yeah, that's so sweet. Anyways.
Okay, so let's talk about Marvel rumors.
Oh yeah.
I'll make sure and put the bookmark for Marvel rumors here because anyway,
make sure to put a bookmark for Bernard.
Yes, talking about Bernard. So I have this new, so last episode you asked a lot, like, when's the release date for that? And I didn't know. So now anytime I make a note about a Marvel movie, I put the release date
in. Thank you.
And so to go back from last episode, we were talking about Deadpool and Wolverine. Actually comes out July 26th of this year. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Comes out very soon. So very excited for that. So
thank you for Correction Corner.
Yeah. Thunderbolts, the movie, has an asterisk on it now.
Okay.
It's the official title. Nobody knows what it is. So Kevin Feige says the name is official and they will not talk more about it until after the movie comes out, which is May 2nd, 2025.
What's Thunderbolts? Thundercats?
Thunderbolts is like
a... Have we talked about this?
Thunderbolts is like a vigilante. It's like a neutral slash bad guy Avengers party. It's okay, so like U.S. agent, he's one of the Thunderbolts. Yelena, one of the Thunderbolts.
Okay.
Red Guardian is a Thunderbolt.
It's all coming back.
Yeah, so they're not necessarily the good guys, but like they kind of maybe like are involved with the government a little bit. They're like mercenaries. Like they're for hire.
Okay, so this is a movie that's coming out?
Yes.
Okay, 2025.
And so they're also like some people think that it might be a Thunderbolts, like it'll be in like comic inspired, it'll be Thunderbolts slash the Dark Avengers, which were like definitely bad. But the Thunderbolts, like in the public spotlight, always make it seem like they're the good guys, but they're like kind of not really. So yeah, that's what Thunderbolts is. So
nice,
next year, about a year from now, Wonder Man. You're gonna ask what Wonder Man is too. I'm sorry. We're to the part in the MCU where it's like all the unknown characters. But Wonder Man series has finished filming and is eyeing a mid 2025 date after Fantastic Four, which comes out July 2025.
So is Wonder Man? Bernard, so cute. Is Wonder Man like the MCU version of Wonder Woman?
No. But so he was the biggest tie we have to him in the MCU. We actually don't have any tie to him in the MCU. He's like We owe him nothing. So he was in like the Avengers, but I think he was more like West Coast Avengers.
California guy.
IIRC. But his brain tapes. So like they basically like recorded his brain.
Like Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Yes. And then they use that for, great reference, but they use that for Vision.
Oh.
In the comics only. So okay. Vision was a part, like his Wonder Man was the basis of Vision sort of in the comics. And he has some other influences as well, and like combinations of things that made him Vision. But yeah.
Okay. When does that come out?
So Wonder Man will come out after Fantastic Four in like the same year, so like mid to late 2025.
Okay.
Fantastic Four comes out in July 2025.
Okay.
So Simu Liu.
You're doing great. Duolingo over here.
Yes, Simu. I know how to say his first name, but the last name is like Liu, but like you have to have just a tiny bit of the I sound in Liu.
Liu. Like in lieu of
Simu Liu. I'm trying to get people's names right, because, like, you
that's
know how,
good.
Like,
we should do
especially
that.
When you read a novel, you know how, like, you look at a name.
We can read. We haven't talked about reading in a long time, but we can read.
We can read. I'm still working on my Star Wars book.
I'm still working on my book, too.
You know, like, a lot of times in, like, novels and fiction, I just, like, look at a name and, like, associate that name in my head. I say a word that like kind of looks like that name.
I know exactly
but
what
it's
you're
not
talking
really
about.
And then when you actually have to say it out loud someday, you're like, I had no idea. What, like Hermione?
Yep.
I was literally like, that was not the word I had in my head for Hermione, you know. But anyway, Simu Liu confirms Shang-Chi 2 is not canceled.
Okay.
He says, it's coming, I promise. He said this on Twitter, that it will be 2026 or 7 before the multiverse saga ends. So before Secret, because it will end at like Secret Wars. So yeah, Shang-Chi 2 is still coming, which
so
I hope is really
this
good.
This guy, what was his name? One more time.
Simu Liu.
Okay. That's who he's what?
He's Shang-Chi.
That's who plays Shang-Chi.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Ken.
Okay. Yes. Barbie.
Yeah. The beach, like on the beach. Yeah.
One of the Kens.
One of the Kens. So another rumor.
Okay.
Will Taylor Swift play Dazzler in Deadpool and Wolverine? She has appeared alongside Reynolds, Jackman, and Sean Levy, the director. What do
she
you think?
She probably would do a movie, TBH.
Dazzler, so you know Dazzler? She's like a, she's a pop star, is what she is.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, X-Men.
Let's go to the mall.
Just like that. Robin Scherbatsky as an X-Men. So
why don't they have Robin Scherbatsky play Dazzler?
That would be awesome. But like, when would she have time to do a movie? I mean, maybe. She's doing
when
a lot.
When did she have time to...
to make a new album?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Two albums, apparently.
Here's the other thing. At the end of this album, I think it's the end of part one of this album, the lyrics say something about dazzling. Like, and something about... the last words of the album say something about what the future will hold, and I bet it'll be dazzling or something like that.
Did you catch that?
No.
Oh.
But...
I was going to be very impressed.
I think that's a stretch. I do. And I think Swifties, we've... I haven't. I don't do it. But Swifties have been programmed to look for clues. Like they... like
I love that. I love that for them.
Taylor
though.
Has made it like so everything's all connected and everything has a secret meaning. And like so people look for it bigly.
Yeah, I love that.
And I think that that's
what's
going
on. That's
one of
my favorite thing about Swifties.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's I love that. It's cute. It's fun. We all need something, right?
Yeah. And I'll read about it after, but I'm not going to try and figure it out.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. But Sean Levy won't confirm or deny. So he hasn't said no.
Any relation to Dan Levy?
No.
Okay. Thanks.
Not that I know of. I don't think so.
Okay. Could be. Who knows?
So this is his second time making a statement on this. We'll find out July 26th.
That's my mom's birthday too.
Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yeah.
Your mom loves Deadpool. Just kidding. We talked about Jonathan Majors. Have you had any more thoughts on those John Majors? Because like it keeps coming up. I don't know.
Oh, it's been on the internet more?
Yeah.
No, I mean, what you talked about last week and what we kind of talked about, I was on the same wavelength as you were, like with everything that you were saying about like, I mean, he maybe messed up. Let's like make him do what he needs to do. And like, but he should be able to get back to what he wants to get back to if he feels bad and he's done what he needs to do to pay for his,
yeah,
his crimes of whatever sorts they are. But
so a lot of fans are demanding that Majors comes back as Kang the Conqueror following the light sentences. So the sentencing came out.
Okay.
That's why we brought it up last week. And it was just so light. It was a year of counseling. That was it.
Yeah.
And
I
so,
have no problem. If you do your time for whatever the crime was, you should be able to get back to what you're doing. I think that for everybody in the jail system and everything. Let's get back to work.
Get back to work. Thanks, Big Gretch. Oh, while we were at that Taylor Swift concert, I don't know if I mentioned it, but I had a beer called Governor Whitbeer.
Yeah.
It was a Gretchen Whitmer beer. So I wasn't even drinking beer that night. I wasn't really drinking anything at all, but I was like, I gotta have that.
Yeah.
I mean, There are just so many people in Hollywood, actors, behind the cameras, whatever, that have done so much worse and are still acting, still producing, are still directing, are still running the camera.
Quiet on set.
But even more than that, I mean, there's just a lot of people that just get away with things, like awful people.
Makes me so sad.
I mean, like, what about the music industry? What about, like, I don't need to say his name. I don't remember it anyway, but like the guy with like Kesha, right?
Yeah.
What about him? Like,
yeah.
Was you know what I mean? Like he's still doing whatever he wants. Like he's
ruining people's lives.
Ruining people's lives. Anyway, so this is outside of Marvel. You'll hate this. Season 6 of The Circle.
I already know what you're going to say.
Yep. We'll have a AI bot catfishing as Max. An AI.
Okay, no, he's not catfishing. He's...
Well, he's not a real person, which is kind of what catfishing is.
I... This whole AI thing, it's getting out of control fast.
It is. I was just reading an article about the first human versus AI dogfight in F-16 fighter jets. So, like, now robots are flying jets, which, like, has a whole bunch of, like, moral implications of, like, using robots to kill human beings and stuff like that. But, like, there's a lot of ways that can go wrong. We've all seen the movies. I don't know. AI is
I mean, what's Ultron?
Ultron. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We're going to
have... Shout out, Ezra. I think that's one of your favorites.
We're going to have a... what was the country? Sarkovia. Yeah. We're going to have a Sarkovia situation.
Oh, is that Princess Diaries?
Yes. Crossover. Same universe. Princess Diaries and the Avengers.
What's that place?
That is Geneva.
Genovia.
Genovia.
Geraldine.
Not Geneva. That's a real... Anyway. So the new Guardians of the Galaxy team will return before Avengers Secret Wars. So also within the multiverse saga. So, like, Groot's still in it, Rocket Raccoon's still in it, but, like, all different, you know, like Adam Warlock's in it, and the dog. Lucky? No, Lucky's a pizza dog, but, you know, the dog went to space. I know.
He was in the Christmas.
Yeah, the one that can talk. And
so cute.
So he's part of the Avengers, and...
And that's a golden retriever. You love a golden retriever.
Right. Right, so I do. Sweet. I do love golden retrievers. They shed too much, but I love them. Who's the guy? I can't think of his name. What's his... Kirkland?
Costco? Sam's Club?
Yeah. No, he was like the number two to the blue guy with the mohawk. Oh my god, I'm not even a Marvel fan at this point.
You are, don't say
but
that.
No, his brother directs, and then like he's in the movie. He was in Gilmore Girls.
Yes. This is embarrassing.
Gilmore Girls guy is also in the Avengers, and he's got the mohawk now. Yondu's mohawk.
Oh, yes. And we saw that happen where he got the mohawk.
Yes. Yeah. So, and he's learning how to use the stick thing that you whistle.
It's an arrow.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Sort of an arrow. But he is one of the new Avengers. So Secret Wars comes out May 7th, 2027. So all we know right now is Guardians of the Galaxy will come out before that. Another out of universe.
Not Marvel. Okay.
Jurassic World 4.
a Jurassic Park update.
Dinosaur update.
Yeah.
For Eleanor. So Jurassic World 4 is eyeing Jonathan Bailey, Bridgerton star.
What do you know? Which one? Don't know. I mean, Bridgerton.
I thought I could put Bridgerton, Jonathan Bailey, and you would know who it is.
I don't know.
Sorry,
names.
I don't know who he is.
But also, Bridgerton is coming out soon. That's another
update.
Update, and I guess the trailer just released this week. So, shout out Bridgerton fans.
Yeah. So this Bridgerton guy to star alongside ScarJo Hansen.
Okay.
In Jurassic World. So July 2025. It will be a reboot.
Okay.
So this is a
remake of a new...
Won't be called Jurassic World 4. It'll just be like a reboot of the series. So they're going to reboot Jurassic Park and Jurassic World and the whole story.
Okay.
And it looks like that's probably going to be moved back. So right now the date is July 2025, but expect that to be bumped later.
Well, we'll have to watch all the movies before that.
Yeah, probably. That first Jurassic Park was like a good movie. Yeah. I have the giant size. Mm-hmm. Across from us is a giant size Funko Pop of the T-Rex.
It's a life size?
Yeah, no. Not quite.
I just like thinking that people will think that we have like a museum fossil size.
But
the T-Rex in our basement.
it's just a big size Funko Pop of the T-Rex. So
that's shout out Ron. That's
across
Ron,
from us
right?
In the studio, along with the Taylor Swift prayer candle, Swift Jesus. So back to the MCU, Sydney Sweeney, you know her from... No, you didn't. You didn't want... we know her from White Lotus.
I watched White Lotus.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay.
You didn't watch Euphoria, so she was originally Euphoria.
I couldn't do that.
White Lotus and Madam Web, which we haven't watched yet. But so Sydney Sweeney is being looked at to play Black Cat in the MCU. Do you know Black Cat? Mm-mm. So she's like a Catwoman, basically, and she is a love interest of Spider-Man. Currently, I think they might be married or dating, but
Black Cat is a love interest of Spider-Man.
Yes, she's another superhero. Wow. She is also like a bad guy. She's like an anti-hero. Oh, the anti-hero? Maybe? Yeah.
I had that on the tip of my tongue.
Anti-hero. So it's about time. We've had like three different versions of Spider-Man. Never had Black Cat. She's like a major character. So Spider-Man 4 starring Tom Holland and possibly Sydney Sweeney, late 2025 at the earliest. Probably that one will probably get pushed back too.
Oh, I'm so excited to see another Tom Holland Spider-Man.
I know.
That'll be good.
I like his Spider-Man. I think he's
my favorite.
Yeah, that's fine. He's a different take. He's not like very much it's not very much influenced by the comic books, but like I do like Tom Holland's Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a good one. So the filming for Vision Quest, we saw White Vision, and then we just like, what happened to that guy? So that is, I thought that this series was canceled, but it is not. That will start filming in October. Mid-2025 is listed. But that seems like a kind of a short production window. I don't know, but probably will be pushed back. All these things, I think the writer's strike affected a lot of things.
Yeah.
So, yeah. We're still
We're all doing our best.
Yeah. So set the stage, set the scene. It's movie night.
Oh, it's movie night. Ugh, this was the best night of my week, TBH. Loved it. We went on a walk. After our work day, we went on a walk, took the doggos out, thinking it would wear them out.
It didn't. Well, it did. It did for a little bit, but by the time we watched the movie, it did not. They had recouped.
Well, puppy life. So, went on a walk, came back. I worked on dinner. MTM, MMTM, TM.
I worked on a D&D character.
Yeah, yeah. Probably more to come on that. But I worked on dinner. I made salmon.
Chunky salmon, very good seasoning.
So good. Shout out to the brand Savage. I think I wrote this down. Let me look at it because I don't want to get it wrong. I got this seasoning at my brother's in Ohio. We went to a little boutique and he says my brother likes to do like the smoke and meats sort of a thing. He's into that. And he loves this seasoning. And he was like, oh, you got to get this. So good. It's Savage Birdshot Dry Rub Seasoning. And it is so good. I put it on, I mostly used on the salmon when I make salmon, but I put that on there, air fried it. Shout out new air fryer. You're still going strong, kind of. And a drizzle of honey. So it was kind of like the sweet and savory salmon. And we had brown rice.
Mm-hmm. Broccoli.
Broccoli, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
It was good broccoli. It was fine.
It did.
I put sweet chili sauce on the broccoli.
Yeah,
so.
Well, on everything.
Yeah.
And then lobster cakes.
Disappointing lobster.
Dockside Bay's brand from Meijer. They were on sale this week. They were not good at all. I tried so hard.
And the sauce that came with them was like, what was it?
Ew, it was like a garlic butter.
It was a butter. It made me feel like it was instantly clogging my arteries. I dipped a fork in it and then like did not like, I mean, a fork. It's not like a mount.
Right.
You know what I mean? And
I
was still like, that is too much buttery fat. Yeah.
It was just not good.
But I tried like three other sauces. I never found something I really liked. And,
I'm not getting those again. I'll tell you that right now.
We bought them on accident. You thought it was crab cakes.
I thought they were crab cakes. So maybe I'll try the crab cakes. I'm now realizing that there was crab cakes and lobster cakes. I accidentally grabbed the lobster cakes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, now we know.
Yeah. Do not recommend.
Yeah.
So but that was our meal that we had.
The rest of the meal was great. And then we had a little tiny
movie time meal.
Bite-sized Reese's cup.
Yeah, we didn't have dessert.
That was a dessert.
I know, but like I've really been craving the mochi balls.
Yeah.
I've been craving those. I need to get those.
We should go to Pacific Rim soon.
there's this viral dessert that's sold at the Asian markets. It's like a peach ice cream.
Ooh.
With like a hard peach shell, like the magic shell.
Peach is hot this year. Big summer trending. Blowout. Yoo-hoo.
Hoagie, that was funny. You'd be so good at that character. Yoo-hoo. That's literally you. So that was our food we had last night, and we watched Black Panther.
We did. 2018 is when this movie comes out, if you forgot.
Which feels like so much longer ago, if I'm being honest. Like, 2018 seems like it was yesterday, but also seems like it was a decade ago in the same time. It's wow. There's a lot going on there.
There's a lot.
Yeah, we went through a pandemic, so like just kind of mess with time.
So this is a name I forgot to look up in my head. I'll just tell you what I say in my head. It's Ta-Nehisi, but I don't know if
T'Challa.
No.
I'm just kidding.
It's so it's a comic book writer. So this movie, most influenced by Ta-Nehisi Coates. I don't know how to say this name, and I apologize. That is my fault. Ta-Nehisi Coates. I don't know.
Coates? You're trying.
I'm trying so hard. Yeah, I got to look this up. Usually I watch a little YouTube that's like, how do you say this person's name?
Oh, wow. You're such a good person.
And Christopher Priest. Those two runs influence this, though only in look and feel. This was basically an original story. You know, there was...
So this isn't a comic run?
Not directly. I mean, all these characters like Killmonger and Claw, like these are all Black Panther characters. All the characters were part of Black Panther.
Okay.
But their, you know, their backgrounds and things like that like may have been changed. And like this is pretty much original story. Yeah.
Wow. Love that.
Yeah. From the beginning, so the Chadwick intro, they changed the intro to be like a Chadwick Boseman feature. It still hits hard.
Yeah,
like, it's so sad. But this movie is like an amazing piece of his legacy, and like I'm just really glad that it was done so well.
Yeah,
because I like him as an actor, like I always did, and like also I'm really glad that he got to be a part of it. I'm really glad that he was in it, and like, and it's just like seriously like. Not a single second of this movie was wasted.
No.
Like, it is a good movie beginning to end. Like, all of it. Although, it did take us a long time to get through. But
yeah,
that was for other reasons.
Bernard. Well, I just want to say, too, like, how much I appreciate just storytelling in general. That's why, like, I wanted to come back to, like, watching the Marvel movies again and doing this podcast. I just think storytelling is so important, like, especially for us. Like, we don't get out and do a whole ton. Like, we go to work. We live in our small town. And it's just, like, nice to watch a movie and hear a new story, hear what somebody else has to say. And I just really appreciate, especially coming out of, like, the actor's strike and everything. It's like storytelling is so important. When I go and see my sister, she's a live performer and actor. It's like, it's moving and it's touching. And I just really appreciate the storytellers out there telling stories.
So this was something that your sister brought up, like credit to her for this thought or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I can't quote her cause I don't remember what she said, but you know, a lot of times those, like, professions are looked at as, like, hobbies. So, like, acting, painting, making music, you know, things like that. Like, unless you, like, are the half percent of people who, like, really hit it big on that. Like, pretty much for the most part, it's looked down on as, like, not a real job.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, like, what became, like, the most essential thing to our society in the pandemic? It was, like, we need entertainment. Like, everyone was watching Netflix. Like, it was binge season.
Right, yeah.
Things like Tiger King became a hit because there wasn't a lot to watch.
Yeah.
Although maybe Tiger King would have been a hit. I don't know. I don't know if today I would really watch Tiger King.
I mean, I would.
Would you? I'm not sure if it would get my attention, but, like, after what, I'd still enjoy it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
But, like,
I think that there are so many documentary shows that you would love, that you would enjoy, but you do not have the brain capacity to take them in. Like, there are so much shows and stuff that you already are like, I want to watch this. I want to focus on this. and the documentaries fall to like the wayside for you a little bit.
Yeah,
like
yeah, yeah.
If I'm watching them or they happen to be on, you seem interested and like you like it, but it's not like your go-to. So I understand what you're saying about that. Like,
yeah,
with Tiger King.
Anyway, actors are important.
Yes.
Back to the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. What, I mean, what were your,
well, it was so sad at first. It's just like, wow, he's gone. And that's really sad. The scenery was stunning. That was the first thing that I had written down after I was in my feels about him being gone and how important these stories are. Is just, it was beautiful. Like the waterfalls and like their town, like Wakanda and everything. It's just like being, you know, we talked about in the beginning about where we'd want to go if we could go anywhere. It's like I'm culturally being transported to a completely different spot. And that's like amazing. Like that felt really cool. So that's what I wrote down first.
Yeah. There was like a whole, like, I think this is in one of the documentaries, but the whole like Wakanda Bible. Like you already knew about that,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, I forgot until you just brought it up. But yeah,
yeah. It's like 515 page like document that the production designer Hannah Beachler created, and the history of Wakanda, like every part of the scenery and like what it represents, and like the religion, and you know, like there was like a lot of like research and intentional choices made for like everything in this film, and it's just crazy. It's like how I prep for a D&D campaign, basically. No, like, well, beyond that.
Well, but, and the fashion too, like the yeah. Like the everything was so, is so meticulous. Like there isn't one thing that you can tell hasn't had thought put into. Like every little thing you can just tell. Yeah. There's like probably a whole person on set that's like, it was their job to do that, is what it feels like. Like it feels so intentional, and that's like, feels very special.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, as far as like the story and like the setup, so Claw and Killmonger are like so savage as, oh my as gosh, villains.
They're, yes,
terrible. Like, so Claw, like in the beginning, tells that dude like, oh, you can run away, don't tell anyone though, and then shoots, yeah, him in the back.
Oh my gosh.
You know what I mean? Like that's, it was terrible. And then like,
he was such a good villain. Like, he's got like that just enough crazy vibe. Like,
yeah, he was like the chaotic evil.
Yeah,
guy.
That it's like, wow, like this guy's a wreck.
And then like Killmonger.
Terrifying.
So like Eric. So at one point, like Killmonger and Claw turn on each other. Well, basically Killmonger turned on Claw, and then they're fighting each other. And so he grabs like Eric's like love interest or whatever, and is like holding her as a shield.
Oh my god!
And then Killmonger just is tells her everything's gonna, tells her it's gonna be okay, kills her just to get at Claw, and like it wasn't even necessary.
I know,
like they are like set,
well,
up to like be like terrors, like,
well, but that just like goes to show you, and obviously you see throughout the whole movie, like how hurt Killmonger has been by this world,
right?
Like
he, I mean, in the end, even though he's so terrible, like they make him like kind of relatable, and you're like, I don't blame the guy.
Yeah. And I think that's what's beautiful storytelling about this, is because honestly, people that are like that are like the most terrible, and you want to hate them so much. It's like, why are they like this? It's because they,
yeah,
have been wronged,
yeah,
so much.
Like if you
hurt.
Look at his story, like he was dumped by his family, his country, other countries, the society, history. Like, I mean, it was just.
Well, and I loved like the beauty of like, it's kind of at the end a little bit more. So hopefully it's okay that I bring it up now, but when Black Panther addresses the ancestors and is like, you messed up, like by not bringing him back, like Killmonger, like I love that because it just is like,
wait, what are you, sorry, what?
No, that's okay. At the end when
bringing who? Bringing back Killmonger
to
Wakanda
killed his dad.
Yeah.
It's like, I loved that so much because it really shows like, it's okay to say like you were wrong. And his dad, as an ancestor, basically owned up to that. Like, he thought he did what he thought was best.
Yeah.
He realized now, obviously he's gone, that it probably maybe wasn't the best choice. But I just think that that's like a beautiful thing that honestly we all need a little bit more of that in the world. Like being able to say like, this is wrong, and learning and growing.
Right.
Because Wakanda seems to have it all together, right? It's like the best place ever.
I know this isn't a D&D podcast, but like, so D&D has like,
thank you for that reminder.
It has the alignment chart. That's its famous thing. And it's a meme and a lot of people know it. So you have On one axis, you have lawful to chaotic, which chaotic is like nature, the untamed, and lawful is like the laws of man and roads and structure.
Okay.
And then you have good and evil, which that doesn't need any explanation, but you have nine different points on this axis, and you have neutral in the middle, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like it's just so interesting. So like Claw was like the chaotic evil, whereas Eric Killmonger was more like lawful evil or maybe like neutral evil.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was like the border guy. I can't remember his name.
Border Patrol.
From the border tribe, like the head of the border tribe. He was more of a neutral. Like neutral would be like more like serving your own like
agenda
and stuff like that. So like Killmonger and that guy are more like neutral. And then like so that on the good side, you have his dad who was like very lawful, who was like, I have to do this the same way as everyone before me has done.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas T'Challa was more neutral and between, you know, lawful and chaotic and saying we can still honor the laws, but and accept some new ideas from,
right.
You know, like Killmonger had some ideas that, you know, so he was the more like neutral good and he wasn't as lawful. He wasn't as strict on the rules and everything. So like, it's not like, I mean, yeah, you can make a meme out of it, I guess, but like, it's just like a good way to like frame a movie and to like as a character study sort of thing. So even though it's a D&D thing, like,
This
movie in particular has a lot of different, you know, and how like, so like the Dora Milaje are like very lawful.
Mm-hmm.
Like they have to stand by the king no matter who the king is.
The throne is what they serve.
They serve the throne no matter if the throne is evil or the throne is good, you know, as a for instance. Nakia.
Yeah.
Nakia was very much like, you know, more chaotic, like more chaotic neutral, like how she had her, she was like a spy. She had her own agenda. She was outside the country, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Anyway,
yeah,
sorry.
That's good. No.
I know it's not D&D podcast.
No, that's fine. That's fine. We'll let it go.
But yeah, like royal families, I wrote down, they always have their dark secrets.
Yeah.
You
they
know?
All do.
I can't believe T'Chaka killed his own brother and then left his nephew behind. And like,
I know.
That is like a good villain origin story, like you said.
Well, it's just, it's heartbreaking. Like, and honestly, when it all happened, like in the beginning when, you know, he comes back and is like, he's been betrayed by James or whatever, his brother.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, it's hard to watch because you can tell that, what's his brother's name again? I can't remember.
James?
The brother. No, James was like his friend, wasn't it?
Oh, no,
that
I don't remember. I'm sorry.
Well, that's okay. His brother.
The king's brother, T'Chaka's brother.
Yeah.
It was T'Challa's uncle. Yeah.
You can tell that he himself is like in a torn position. Like you can tell that he does have loyalty to Wakanda, but also he's out here trying to do the best he can and make his own way in the current world and state he's living in.
Right.
So everyone's just doing their best.
Yeah.
That's the theme of the movie. We're all just out here doing our best.
Yeah. Yeah.
And let's all try and learn and grow and be better.
I don't think that's the theme of the movie, but like,
I mean, that's a good theme though.
Yeah. It's part of it. It's
part of the movie.
One of many themes.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. So the fight, between T'Challa and Eric that were in the ritual fight.
Oh yeah.
For the king. So it's like super easy to miss this, but I just want to point this out. But like, so T'Challa overcame Eric, got him on the ground at one point in the water, and he paused and told Eric to yield.
Yeah, I did catch that.
If he would not have done that, the fight would be over.
Yeah.
Like that is T'Challa's character. And like that is like his, it's not a flaw, but like that is just one of his bonds. Like
yeah.
that he sticks to. Is like in both of the fights he did with M'Baku and with Eric Killmonger, like he's always telling them to yield. He doesn't want to kill them.
Right.
Like, and then Killmonger took the battle back and ended up almost killing T'Challa.
Yeah.
And
Yeah, that was crazy. But he came back. He was found by the Jabari tribe. Also, shout out to the makeup artist who did all of Eric Killmonger's scars.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that when we were watching that scene. I'm like, dang, that is like...
It was a lot of work.
It was a lot of work and good work. It like looked really, really good and natural. So.
Yeah. Speaking of the Jabari.
Oh, yeah. The Jabari tribe.
You know, fun fact. But when Agent Ross tries to speak and M'Baku like grunt, they grunt like... gorillas,
uh-huh.
all improvised. Like,
oh,
that wasn't part of the script. They just like, started. That's funny. Yeah, and then they all like started chiming in, and then they kept it. Yeah,
yeah,
it
that's
perfect.
Awesome. That did, yeah, that sounded scripted.
And there's
that's
like
funny.
So there's so many little things like when they all kneel, they ask for M'Baku's help, and they all kneel.
Mm-hmm.
When M'Baku leaves the room, like he makes sure to disrupt Agent Ross's path instead of making the other ones get up. Like there's so many like little yeah. things about like hierarchy
uh-huh.
and like there's so much intentional
oh,
stuff about
yeah.
this movie. Like I really love it.
Yeah. I really love Agent Ross too. I like how he comes on strong at first with yeah. like, you know, feeling like he's the one in power and control to quickly realizing that that's not the case, but like not putting up a fight to that. And just kind of like you were saying, like getting in line, like, okay,
yeah.
how can I help?
Like
what
in
can
the
I
casino,
do?
Like the underground yeah. casino or whatever, he was like, no, you need to leave. And then T'Challa is very quickly like, no,
yeah,
you're not the one in charge here.
Right.
Yeah. So, Another fun fact. I got lots of fun facts. Do you have anything else about the story before I just like really ramble off fun facts?
No. I mean, if I think, I mean, I have some other things jotted down, but I think
okay.
I think we can move on from that.
So one thing I wanted to point out about the comic book. So the origin of the name Black Panther, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like a lot of people think like it was named after the Black Panther Party.
Uh-huh.
It's not true. It's actually the comic book came out I think like 2 months before the foundation of the Black Panther Party.
Oh.
So after this happens.
So they think the Black Panther Party came from the comic books?
No, nobody thinks that.
Oh, I do now.
But after this happened, they started to change the name of Black Panther to maybe it was like Black Leopard or it was something about a leopard. I can't remember. But so they started to change it, and then it just didn't really work. It didn't test well.
Okay.
So they went back to Black Panther. But in the first ritual fight, when he fights M'Baku, he has like leopard printed paint on his shoulders and his chest.
You're right.
So it's like a little like comic book, like a little Easter egg about how they still included the leopard part of his story in the movie.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. I mean, I did love the just favorite scenes, make note of the car scene.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh, Tokyo Drift, that's what it was giving.
Yeah, I loved how like Shuri was there but wasn't there.
Yes.
Like, that was cool.
I mean, all the tech and stuff like that with like the cars and the driving the planes and not being in them. And that's, I love any sort of like new tech stuff like that in these Marvel movies. I'm always shouting that stuff out, so be on the lookout.
Yeah, I don't have any fun facts about the tech. Yeah.
That's okay.
But I have some more.
Okay, yeah, continue.
So I wrote this note during the Killmonger challenge scene.
Okay.
And that's important because, like, it was a note, like, I wasn't going to include because I didn't really, at first I was just like, that's weird. But no. So Michael B. Jordan did not spend any time with anyone on set. He kept to himself, stayed in his trailer, didn't, like, become friendly with anyone because he wanted, that was part of his, like, method of, like, being the
enemy
and everything like that. So, like, at first I was like, that seems weird and unnecessary, like, whatever. But then when you watch the challenge scene
mm-hmm.
where he challenges T'Challa and defeats him, like, that really comes through.
Yeah.
Like, he really hates
yeah.
the people. Like, his character really hates the people.
I know, because, and you, honestly, like, you believe him like that. I will say, like, I did jot down that, like, I feel like he did such a good job in this movie.
Yeah.
And now that you're telling me that, like, that is making a lot more sense because it's like, bro, calm down with the hate. Like,
yeah.
like, just like, you know, like, do less in that department.
I love Michael B. Jordan. He's one of my favorite actors, even in the Fantastic Four movie. Like,
yeah.
He
oh,
was,
man, shout out.
He was the best part of that movie. That movie, the reboot, had two pieces that, I don't want to say saved it, but two highlights. They made Doctor Doom very, very powerful, and that was, you know, one thing. And the other thing was Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah.
That was it. So,
shout out Michael B. Jordan.
So Martin Freeman and Andy Serkis, who were, so Martin Freeman was Agent Ross and Andy Serkis played Claw.
Okay.
So they also were in the Hobbit films, both of
oh.
them.
Oh.
So on set, they were known as the Tolkien white guys.
That's a good one.
This movie was the highest grossing non-Avengers film in the MCU by Marvel Studios. So like there was a Spider-Man movie that did better. Like, what was it? You know, when they all, the multiverse one where like Andrew Garfield was in.
Yeah.
Tobey Maguire was in. So that one grossed a little higher, but like the ones made by Marvel Studios, this is the highest grossing, you know, MCU film.
I'm not surprised.
Not Avengers Endgame or whatever. So it's the first movie in the MCU to have its opening weekend, you know, box office surpass its production costs. So opening weekend, they made their money back. And that, like I said, first movie, even like, you know, like all of them. So even Avengers, like this was the first time this happened. So it costs $200 million to make, and Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it was at $202 million.
Wow.
So, yeah, crazy.
Where's all that money now?
What do you mean?
What are they making?
Well, oh, yeah. They need to reinvest and make better Marvel movies.
Exactly.
So that's what I have for fun facts. Yeah, I don't... Do you have any other notes for this movie?
I mean, I just love that. Also, that final scene, the train.
The train fight,
yeah.
It was very good. Very, like, good idea of how T'Challa, like, defeated him.
Well, and I just love how even through, like, this big fight, like, T'Challa's, he's, like, doesn't want to kill him. Like, he's just, like I was saying, like, can you do less in the hate department? Like, can you level with me? Can we try and, like, come? And it just wasn't going to happen. Like, and Killmonger knew that, you know, like, he's just, like, and even in the sunset scene with that, it's just, like, just let me die. Like,
well, that was crazy. Like, yeah. I mean, for one, you have, like, that throwback to the early line in the movie where his dad is talking about how the Wakandan sunsets are the best,
the most beautiful
in the world, and like also just like the, you know, throw me into the ocean where my ancestors. You know, and like crazy, like that, and like, I mean, T'Challa didn't want him to die. He was like, we can heal you in our lab very easily.
Good stuff.
And in the end, it was kind of like, you know, like T'Challa, like, no, Killmonger, it's like, I don't like his method, but like he had a point about a lot of stuff. And like that's what makes like a really good villain, you know?
Right.
Like,
well, when you can humanize and see where they're coming from, that's what makes like a good villain and makes good storytelling, is it's like where you don't just hate. It's, you're not just like, oh, they suck, they're the worst, I hate them, they're terrible. It's like,
yeah,
he was a bad dude.
Not like
but
a
like,
Lex Luthor. You
he's
know?
Been hurt. Like,
yeah.
Hurt people.
Hurt people. How do you rate this? I mean, I don't even think it needs to be a discussion. Yeah.
Definitely.
I rate it 5 as well. I think this movie's perfect. I think there's more than one perfect movie out there. I'm not saying this is the only perfect movie, this movie, like what they wanted to do and what their goals were, I think they perfectly executed them.
Yeah. This got me so excited that
yes, our next movie will be Black Panther 2, Wakanda Forever.
Which
so that'll be our next episode.
In between, we are going to try and also watch some behind-the-scenes stuff, is what you were telling me is
out
there.
Yeah, we can. Yeah, there's a few behind-the-scenes on Disney+. We've watched some of them already. But
okay.
Yeah, we can check those out.
I would really like to see those. We're not going to do back-to-back movies all the time, but I really want to watch the second one, and Hoagie loves me so much that he is like, yes.
I try to balance everything, like, I got to appeal to everybody. Because
if it were up to me, we would just start from the beginning and watch everything in order, because I am a creature of habit.
But like,
and
what's the beginning?
Do.
It begins with Blade. So
if we watch everything from the beginning, I would watch Blade. You heard it here first, folks.
Okay.
Haley agreeing to watch Blade.
All right.
This isn't a Blade podcast. So we're going to go. We're going to leave you on that note. I'm going to go make dinner. We're going to have...
What, you want to do some lows and highs first?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yes, I forgot about that. Sorry. So my low this week, because we start with the lows here in case this is your first time.
To end on a high note.
Yes. My low this week was our Chloe baby.
Yeah.
She had a little bit of a scare.
Yeah, I don't, we still don't know, like, it might have been, like, a seizure, or it might have just been some bad gas.
Yeah,
I don't know.
But she was not acting like herself. Yeah. And we took her to the vet, and honestly, we had her scanned head to tail.
Yep.
Blood drawn, x-rays, the whole nine yards.
Yep.
Perfect. She's perfect fine. Angel baby.
Costs a lot of money to know that she's fine.
I think she just wanted dad to come and work from home.
She wanted
me
to work from home that day. Yep. Yeah. So,
but it was, it honestly, I don't regret taking her to the vet because I was really worried about her. She was not herself. And now we know that she's got a clean bill of health and she's okay. She's just got her little leaky bladder issue, but we'll just keep having to deal with that. But no masses, no nothing like that, so that is good news.
Yeah. So that was low for me too, but my low this week is, and I think I've talked about this before, but my allergies are out of control, untamable. I don't know what I mean, because it's something in the home, so I think it's got to be the dogs. I thought about mold, but, like, we're in the basement right now recording the podcast, and, like, I'm not really having any issue.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think it's got to be the dogs. I also just took some more allergy meds, but I'm like, I have two prescriptions.
You did just go to the doctor this week.
I did go to the doctor, and I have also an allergy specialist appointment coming up, but it's going to be a while. You have to get it on their schedule.
And, folks, I just want you to know, because Hoagie's not going to sit here and say it, but this is not just a, like, sneezy, runny nose situation, okay? Hoagie's eyes are leaky.
24/7.
And
even while I'm sleeping.
He has them sultry, squinty eyes, which we love, but makes it really difficult for him to see and function when they are swollen and leaking and chapped.
It is, like, I can't. Oh my gosh, like, my glasses get all smudged up because I'm constantly, like, wiping my eyes. And, yeah. Like, I'm going without my glasses a lot.
Thoughts and prayers for Hoagie.
I've got two prescriptions now from the doctor.
Which,
and
those do take up to 2 weeks to kick in.
Also, three over the counter. And, like, I'm probably doing too much. And it's probably not good for me. But I am just trying to survive here.
Yeah.
So.
We're all doing our best.
We're doing our best. That's just, like, the moral of the story.
Yeah. Of life.
Of Black Panther and life.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, what's your high note?
My high note this week, I had a couple, which we're not going to care about that because that's okay to have more than two highs.
Yes. There's no rules.
No, exactly. So we had squad night, which is with our bestie and her kiddos. And like I said, Ron came down. We talked about that earlier, but it was just a fun night. I laughed so much and it was just good to be with friends laughing. But then also last night when we went on our walk, like I said, yesterday was a really big highlight for me to go on a walk. We got to see so many new spring trees, the different tree colors in our neighborhood, and then watching the movie, and I got some time in the kitchen. So it was just a really great night. So those were my two highs of the week.
My high of the week is that, so I've been playing a lot of D&D lately.
Yes.
All these one shots with one group and then have, like, a continuous campaign with another group. Well, now I'm starting, like, my own campaign where I'm going to DM.
Uh-huh.
And I got a group together.
Yay!
And it was super easy to get together. And Becca's going to join.
Our bestie, yeah.
Is going to join, and she's going to play, and I'm very excited about that.
It's honestly, like, could not be the more perfect group because it feels like everybody's kind of like a newbie. Like,
yes.
And so it's like there's
the
no...
newbies outweigh
the bar
the,
is really low.
Yeah. The newbies outweigh the experienced players.
Yeah. And the experienced players, like Levi, which is like, he's so helpful and amazing and like won't, you know.
And like, I'm experienced too, but also like only my second time DMing, and I'm my first time ever writing my own story. So yeah, I am very much new in that role. So it's like four newbies and one person who's experienced.
Well,
so.
And you're like, new, you know, just the past several months into D&D. I mean, Levi's been playing.
So I've been playing for it was introduced like 5 years ago, but haven't really played consistently until just recently. So I've known about D&D and like I've always followed like D&D like meme accounts and listened to D&D podcasts and things like that. But as far as actually playing, it's been like more like the last 6 months. So
yay!
I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, things are looking up all around.
So this is the outro, and we're gonna watch Black Panther: Wakanda Forever next. Did we think of a question to ask the audience?
I thought of one last night and now I can't remember. I didn't write it down.
Should we ask about like air fryers? No.
I don't know.
I don't know. Oh, well, we'll think of something. Yeah. Okay. Well,
I am going to go upstairs and make some dinner though. I'm going to be making pizza and salad.
Okay.
I can't wait. Trader Joe's pizza.
Oh.
Uncured pepperoni, Naples version. I don't know. It's going to be delicious, so I can't wait.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Follow us on Instagram @MarvelousSaintMary.
Love you.